every week gives you a little bit more feedback on it. But yeah, no, it's still really early in the season, and our three opponents are different to Essendon's three opponents, so really you don't really get an understanding until you get to halfway minimum, you know, where things really sit. I mean, clearly Fremantle are playing some really good footy at the top end. Adelaide have played some really solid footy at the top end. And there's some clubs that are struggling at the bottom end, but you know, the massive clubs through the middle are still jostling and making position, dealing with their own issues in regards to availability, etc., and trying to find their best footy and settle into the season, and we're no different.
Touched on Ben Reed last night, mate.
Yeah.
In terms of senior footy, is the second half of the season now more realistic?
Yeah, well, he went for a scan this morning, and there's no muscle disruption, so we're treating it like a mild corky, and like everyone else, you know, we're really keen for Reedy to be 100% clean, but his progress has been excellent, and you know, we'll manage this like a corky. After that scan, we'll manage this like a corky, and he may be running in 2 days' time, and he may be a chance to play this week, but you know, we'll see. We'll see how that settles. Insofar as playing AFL football, he'll play when he's robust, when he's confident in his body, when we're confident in his body, and when he's in good form. In training form, VFL form, and then with the capacity to come in. It's not, we don't have a time frame on it as such. At match committee level, we're not planning for Reedy to be back in 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. We're picking the best side and believe we've got a depth in our squad that can cope with some injuries in the right doses, in the right places, that we can find the right players to fill the roles. But Reedy's on his own program, and we'll give him every chance to get up. And we believe that the second half of the year is probably when we hope to get him back.
Is it the second setback he's had this campaign? He had one, another one in the pre-season when he was close to playing.
Yeah, well, you can call it a setback if you like, but I mean, all it is a knock, and we're sort of building it up to be bigger than it is.
We haven't seen him, I suppose, in 3 years. That's the
point. We'll see what we can do for you, mate.
Every time he gets close, something.
Yeah, and we think we're a lot better. We've got a greater understanding of where he's at, and you know, we've spent 5 minutes talking about him now, and you know, I'd love to be talking about how he went back with a flight and killed that ball and put it out of bounds that saved the game in round 13 or 14. You know, that's utopia, and that he plays consistent football. And once we get that consistent load in, then the body conditions itself to being able to handle that load, and then he can break through, you know, where he's at the moment. It's gonna take time.
That's not career threatening.
Well, he's still a young man. He's still a young man. He's still got plenty of time, and we're going to give him that time. I mean, if you've played a full AFL career, you've had moments and periods where you wonder whether you're going to get through what you're going through right here, right now. And I've got no doubt that Reedy's experienced that over the last sort of 18 months. But in himself, he understands that the work that he's done over the last six months has him far better place than he was, far more knowledgeable about what he's dealing with and about how he can get the other side of it. And he just needs a bit of luck, as much as anything, to get his hard work rewarded. But yeah, he's got a lot of footy left in him. And pretty significant, you know, purple patches. So, you know, they've performed really well. You know, their three opponents, all three, you know, touted top four prospects bar Carlton last week. But the Sydney game and the Hawthorn game, you know, they dominated for large periods. Yeah, they're a mature side, a strong side. They believe in the way they play. But yeah, they're still they're still working themselves out just the same as every other team as to what their best footy looks like and how they're going to find it. It's our task to make sure they don't find it over the four quarters on Saturday.
Often talking about the importance of contested ball, -43
Yeah.
Last week, I mean, are you confident that if Carlton played better on the outside, they could have been more damaging? Do you take confidence from that sort of stuff?
Well, contested ball's absolutely pivotal because it gives you the first crack at attacking more often than not. So if you're winning the contest, invariably, yeah, it gives you that chance to control the ball. Essendon have controlled the ball well when they've won it, either turned over from the opposition or out of a stoppage, and they've forced their opposition or hassled their opposition out of possession pretty well also. So in transition, they've been really strong, and that's where they've been able to get their wins. We're under no illusions about there'll be a pretty strong focus from their camp around contested ball and clearance, given they haven't been able to reach the level so far this year. So yeah, we'll be ready for that, but we also understand that we need to take away one of their strengths, which is that transition play.
I was asking outside Mark Bucks, how do you go about shutting down the Joe license? It seems to, I guess, mitigate the fact they were down in contested all over the weekend.
Yeah, and they're using each other really well. I mean, you defend well, all the things you practice through pre-season and the things you coach through the week, we need to go out and execute that well. You know, put great pressure on the opposition and force turnovers in the right part of the field, but also, you know, be efficient with the ball when you've got it. Because whilst you've got it, they have to defend. Whilst they're defending, they're not winning it. So that's... I mean, it's a simple game. It hasn't changed that much, but it's going to be how well we execute our plans against a pretty good opposition. Yeah, he could. He could. He's playing some really good footy, Darcy. You know, we've got a handful of players that played through the VFL. We had a disappointing result in North Ballarat on Sunday, but we've got, you know, we've got some boys that are putting their hands up for selection week in, week out. But once again, when we're still settling and finding our best mix at the top, there will be changes, clearly. But you know, we've had some pretty good performers last week, so I wouldn't imagine there'd be too many.
Do you have to consider the occasion? If you're going to pick a first game, it's a bit different to any other week. But you're giving it like, do you have to consider it is something a little bit different this game that comes through?
It is. I mean, we had 9 players that played less than 30 games last week. Saints had 10. You know, we're a pretty young side. So do we need to add to that youth at the moment? Potentially no. We've got to maintain that. Number one, we need to maintain integrity in selection, and that the players that play have earned the responsibility, regardless of whether they're a rookie or a senior player. Secondly, they need to be able to play their role and contribute to the way that the team wants to play, and be in form. And yeah, you do consider occasions, but in the end, that looks after itself. I mean, every game's a big game. Every game has 4 points in it, and we want to accumulate as many of those as we can, and we'll pick the best side that we think can go and get the job done. Darcy, Jordan DeGoey, Jonathan Marsh, Alex Fasolo. It's not just we've got more than one player down the VFL, so all of those boys are sort of in the mix. Jared Witts.
Do you expect Taylor Adams to
be up? Yeah, he's running really well, so we think he'll prove his fitness on Thursday. And once again, there's one outside of that 22 that'll be on the table for discussion.
And Rooney obviously had his Queen's best game at AFL for a while against the Saints. How have you seen his progress? Is that number one obviously
what's on the side? Yeah, he's had a really strong pre-season and he's getting reward for that. We thought his round one effort was huge against Stephen Martin and Leuenberger up at the Gabba in those conditions off the back of obviously a really strong, consistent pre-season. He's accepted that ruck role. He's still a third year player, so he's got a lot of learning to do, and that's happening quite quickly. The improvement has been rapid. So the work that that Anthony Rocker and Matty Rendell are doing with our ruck division has been really strong. And I think we're getting pretty good bang for buck out of Brody. Jared's not far away, coming through the VFL. He's played sort of three games now, the last two and on the trot. We feel that that's an area that we can really challenge sides with energy and intensity in our ruck division.
So will you play both together when Jared's right to go? Or is it horses for courses?
Yeah, a little bit of that. No, look, I think as the year progresses that we would often, and part of this is about development as well. Jared was number one ruck last year, earned the right, was in better form. Brody still played senior football, but those two in tandem, we think for their development and our best footy, I think they go hand in hand. So we'll see them in the same side consistently, I would have thought, if form warrants. But Corey Galt might have something to say about that. Jesse White might have something to say about that. Darcy Moore might have something to say about that. Ben Reid, we'll pick our best forward structure, but we're also considering how we can maintain the contest where it matters most, which is at the beginning of each transition, which is at stoppage.
So it's more than his first year, obviously, longer term, could more ruck and be a pinch-hitting ruckman as a forward?
He's a very athletic type. We're training him up as a defender at the moment. And I suppose that one of the things that we need to, that I need to preach at this point is patience with our young players. I mean, we've got a lot of them, and as I said, the makeup of our senior side at the moment is still quite young comparative to the rest of the competition. So Darcy Moore, Matt Scharenberg, who plays first game, not this weekend, next weekend, all going well. Nathan Freeman, Jordan DeGoey, I mean, they're all just starting off. We've seen rapid improvement in them. They're still understanding the way that we want to play the game. And when they get their opportunity, they'll be more than ready for it. Yeah, no, I don't have any new information. And it's just sticking to his routine. He's done a power of work on it, so what you notice today is not unusual. He's been doing a lot of work on his goal kicking, as all our forwards do.
Were you close to using Matthew Lloyd's expertise, or was it just not feasible in his
work? No, we spoke to Lordy over the off season. I mean, the guy that we have been using and is currently in the midst of a program that we're running with our set shot kicking was the sports psych that worked with Lloydie and took him from an okay kick to a fantastic set shot at goal. So yeah, we've got programs internally that we keep exposing all our forwards to, all our players to, that are looking for that improvement. So we're not standing still. That it's important to believe that you're going to kick the goal before you go and execute it, and the ability to be able to stick to routine regardless of the circumstances that you're in. 10 metres out straight in front, 50 metres out on an angle, 20,000 in the crowd, 80,000 in the crowd, beginning of the game, end of the game. There's so many different circumstances. No two set shots are the same, but you want to be having the same routine to be able to do it. So it's the composure and the practice of routine to be able to go and execute. I mean, how consistent Tony Lockett, Jason Dunstall, Peter Hudson way back when. The best goal kickers are very consistent regardless of the circumstances that they can't control, and they do it consistently well. So, and Trav's improved markedly in that. So we'll back the work that he's doing and that he'll continue to improve as he goes on.
How long has he been doing that, and how often is he or she attend training?
once a week, attending training. But no, it's a program that we started about 2 weeks ago to add to the goal kicking program that we've had in place through pre-season. I won't notice a difference at all, mate. No. No. The people that normally sit in his area in the southern stand might, the members, sorry, might feel the difference.
How did Scott pull up?
Pretty well. Yeah, look, he's a warrior. He finds a way, and he'll be better prepared this week than last. Well, he is managing it, but I would venture to say that out of the 44 blokes that take the field for, in our game on the weekend, that none of them will be 100%. Someone will have something of some shape or form, and Pendles is one of those guys, but he's got the mental capacity to be able to handle it.
How close is Jamie Elliott to re-signing? It was fantastic on the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he mentioned it on radio over the weekend, and we're pretty confident that it's just a matter of telling you guys that it's been done. So that's not my job. But we're rapt that he's shown commitment and loyalty to us and a belief in where we're going, and that's reciprocated with the way that he goes about it. He's one of a clasp of young magpies that we reckon are going to be the future of the club.
And still sidewalk,
when he might. I think he'll see the surgeon in about a week and a half to go back and have a look at how the bone is mended, the wound itself. But he's out there running laps, and I don't know if he needs a great deal of work on his fitness, because he's always been an exceptional runner. But he will literally hit the ground running. It's just a matter of making sure that thumb is right to go, and we'll know a little bit more about that in a couple of weeks. Levi, yeah, he's still in the boot, so he'll obviously be graduating his loading. So that's a different. Clearly a different circumstance if you've got an upper body injury. He had a pretty strong pre-season, but disappointing injury for him. But we'll need to graduate his load back on his running and then include the footy work. Probably medium term, mate, on Barmy's radar. I don't think Barmy uses weeks anymore, mate. It's either short, medium, or long.
Sorry, can I just get the name of the
Daryl Marchant. Daryl Marchant. And he'll be hating that. He'll be hating that. All right. Cheers, guys.
I'll